This is Virgil Porter with KSDP. We have five questions with the City of Sandpoint mayoral candidates. And today I'm sitting here with Dickie Jacobson, who's running for mayor of Sandpoint. Now, question number one, Dick, what made you decide to run for mayor?
Thank you. I've been to a few of the city council meetings, and I think there's a lot of different things that the City of Sandpoint can be doing and working together with different entities in town. Obviously, I wouldn't run if I thought everything was up to par and going as well as it could for the city. So I think my reason for running is because I think I could do a better job for the city and get more things done.
All right. Moving on to question number two. What is the greatest need you see in Sandpoint?
Well, there's a lot of needs in Sandpoint, I think, right now. Probably a couple of the greatest needs are affordable housing and also affordable utilities. And I don't see where the city has really too much to do with those two things. But I think in every entity, if the city is being progressive and trying to work with people and the citizens of Sandpoint, I think there's always something that can be done from one place or another. And I think the city has done that in the past by helping the utility put up the windmills. Although we as citizens haven't seen any results of that or any lowering of our utility bills or anything like that. But another really pressing need, I think, is reliable transportation. A person that's involved with other entities, the state, the feds, the main corporations, things like that. If you're trying to schedule transportation in and out of here, transportation hasn't been that reliable, and it's almost impossible to wait for the last minute to go out and attend meetings or things like that. So you have to plan ahead, and I guess that's always the case in the Aleutians because you have to plan for the weather and things like that. But those are a couple of the needs, and I think there's a lot of room for improvement in our health care. And that's something that we're not directly involved with outside of the clinic and some of the clinic needs and whatnot. But as long as you can go forward and improve health care along the way, I think that's something that we need.
Moving on to number three. As mayor, how would you help prepare Sandpoint for the future?
Well, I think I mentioned a couple of things in the last question that need to be addressed, and hopefully we're going to go forward in the next few years and improve transportation in and out of Sandpoint, and hopefully we'll get to a point sometime in the future where we have a doctor in town all the time rather than dealing through Anchorage and just having PAs or nurses or whatever we have at the time here. So I think that would help prepare Sandpoint to go forward. I think there's transportation of product out of Sandpoint that really needs to be looked at. I'm not sure if we can do anything about it or not because of the tie together of the main plant here and the van system in and out of here, but I think we've had a few processors in town that could have done some pretty good things for Sandpoint, I think, but couldn't remove product after they had processed it, so they're not here anymore. So I think that's just a couple things, but there's a lot of different things that we could help work on, and I think the utilities are one of them. Take King Cove, for example. They have the one hydro plant, and they've been working the last couple of years on another one. and their average cost per utility is a lot less than Sandpoint. It's not a privately owned utility over there. It's owned by the community, but there is still different things that Sandpoint can do to go forward and help the community and the industries around here.
Question number four. What do you see as Sandpoint's biggest strengths?
Well, I think Sandpoint's biggest strength is the people. We've always been a very progressive people and looking forward to what we could do to improve the community or improve the fisheries around the community. And the next thing would be the resources in the area. I think there's Sandpoint's been very lucky to be in the middle of some very plentiful resources, talking about fisheries and maybe even the mining industry. If we ever get to a point where we could develop some of the mines responsibly and make it available to the area, I think it could really help. Obviously, our community is not growing. We used to have at least 150 students in school, and now we're down to around 100, and that's not good. That's a dying trend, and I think the more we could put out with transportation resources and the different things to improve the community and help us move forward, I think we could reverse that trend and make a more progressive community out of Sandpoint.
Question number five. What issue do you believe isn't being given enough attention by the city?
There's quite a few things that aren't being given attention because of the way things are set up, and there's a lot of people that are involved with the fishery that aren't available every day for consultation with the mayor or whatever. But just to use an example, this new road that just got paved into the boat harbor off the main road, there was funds available in that for lighting, and it was presented to the city, and the city chose not to go with it, and I think that was a real bad mistake, because when you're building something, if you put it in to begin with, it's a lot cheaper than trying to go back and do it over. And there was a couple of different things that were addressed and whatnot in that, but if it was the cost of electricity afterwards, that's crazy, because when you put it in, you could put an on-off switch, and if you couldn't afford to keep the lights on, you could very easily shut them off. But that's just one little thing. There's a lot of different things that I think need to be addressed. This summer, we wound up for a period of time with absolutely no public safety in town. And that, you know, granted, we have a nice community, and there wasn't any problems there in that period of time, but if something had happened majorly, that would have been a bad thing. And public safety could be probably improved. And I say probably because I don't know the total scope of what public safety is doing in Sandpoint, but I would educate myself and hopefully make some right decision. So I think those are things that need to be addressed. But transportation of seafood products and maybe even mineral products out of town need to be looked at ahead of time before we get to a point where we can't get those out of town.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Dick.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining.